You will hear four people giving their opinions. Listen and match the opinions below to the speakers. There are two extra opinions you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
I saw the Tour de France Elite advertised in a cycling magazine and just thought, why not? I'd been considering getting a new bike, but winter was approaching, so I decided I'd get one I could use in the warmth and comfort of my own home. Although I've no regrets about my decision now, I seriously thought about sending it back as I just couldn't get it to work to begin with. Several calls to the company's helpline later, and it was all sorted out. I'm hoping to begin racing once I'm totally used to riding it.
Speaker 2.
I was really excited when the box arrived and was expecting to have a big struggle getting the machine working. Several users had commented on this in the reviews on the website I bought it from. Anyway, I had it up and running in a few minutes and was soon cycling along a riverbank in South America, but in the comfort of my own home. The screen's certainly quite big, but the simulated countryside looks very unreal. Anyway, a couple of my friends also have Tour de France Elites, and I've beaten them several times already.
Speaker 3.
The adverts for the Tour de France Elite emphasised how the machine was almost silent when you were riding it. I must say that I haven't found that to be the case, and the new bike I use on the roads is actually quieter. Other than that, I'm really pleased with it. I have races planned already with several friends, but want to get my fitness up first. But I've noticed in just the first 2 weeks of using it what a difference it's made already. Even the setting up was much less difficult than I imagined, so I definitely recommend it to anyone who's interested in cycling.
Speaker 4.
I was so excited when my Tour de France Elite arrived, having seen a demonstration of one at a cycling show where the user was taking part in a stage of the real Tour de France bike race. I can't begin to describe how disappointed I was when I first started using it, though. The colours on the display seem totally unnatural, and there's no sense of actually travelling anywhere. I should have used the money on the real thing, because I could have got a really good one for the amount that the Tour de France Elite cost me.